Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Are you going to spend the next few minutes downplaying your record-setting performance from Monday night and the blowtorch that was the Patriots' offense?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was obviously a huge win for us to start the year like that. From a team standpoint, was great. You know, Miami's always a tough place for us to play, and we've had some pretty miserable performances down there over the years. And that's due to the Dolphins' defense, due to the different conditions. It's always a tough place to play. So for us to come out of there with a win and to play, you know, pretty well on offense, you know, and honestly, there are plenty of things that we could do better, and we'll need to do better, but to get that one under our belt was great for us.
I know you wanted to play that well, play that crisply, and I'm talking not just about you as the quarterback, but your entire offense. But was there even just a little bit of surprise that it clicked as well as it did in the hurry-up, where most plays were on the same page? After all, Tom, it was just week number one.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing about it, is it is week one, and I think there, one thing we talked about before the game was fighting through the adversities of the game, and I think that we have very high expectations for our offense. And when we have negative plays, in some ways, it's demoralizing because we don't think that we should make negative plays. So one thing that I thought we did a good job of was we kind of fought through those adversities when things didn't go well, when we had some three and outs, or when they had scored and we responded to their score on two different occasions. So I thought we showed a little bit of mental toughness, playing in a pretty hostile environment with the crowd noise and on Monday night's football with all the different distractions. You know, I thought as a veteran team, you know, we played through some of those. So that was another positive to take away from the night.
Hey, Tom, how often have you gone to the no-huddle spread shotgun from the one-half-yard line? And can you tell us what you saw when you came out and looked around and obviously liked the matchup with Wes Welker, a one-on-one with the DB?
Yeah, it was a I think sometimes we're still trying to keep pressure on the defense. So rather than sub-personnel, we're trying to just go fast and see if we could take advantage of you know, them being a little bit tired. So, you know, I saw Wes just had a good matchup. And whenever Wes has a good matchup, he's usually the one that gets the ball. He and I have thrown a lot of passes. And there's been a lot of connections over the years. And same with Deion. I have such a comfort level with those two players. And whenever they're one-on-one, they seem to find a way to get open.
Do you think you will get to that kind of comfort level with Chad Ochocinco at some point?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we're going to need him, and he does have my confidence. He has my trust, and when he's out there, I'm definitely looking for him. So, you know, he's going to be a big part of this offense, and you know, whether it plays out in week one or week three or week five, it's every player that's on the roster is going to be counted on at some point. And I think the other good thing about the other night was there was a lot of guys that played a role in the game, from Woody and Benny to all the tight ends, to all the receivers, all those skill position players had plays that they made, and it helped us win that game. So that should give us a little bit more confidence heading into this week against a damn good football team, against one of the best defenses that we faced all last year. So, like I said, we're gonna need to make some improvements from last week because we got a pretty damn good defense we're gonna see.
A lot of guys, you know, fans, media were in awe of what you did Monday night, including, you know, Steve Young, Ron Jaworski. They were just amazed at the efficiency that you and the offense operated with. But when Chad Ochocinco says he's in awe, you kind of roll your Teddy Bruschi yesterday on the station took him to task for that. Said you can't be in awe when you're out there playing. When you're in the huddle, you know, you got to play. And he thinks that's one of the problems Ochocinco has right now, is that he's kind of just amazed at how good you are in this offense is. you get the sense that he's just got to keep his feet on the ground and just play and not be so impressed with the whole operation here in New England?
Well, I don't, you know, Chad, from the day that he got here, he's worked really hard to be a part of this offense and be involved. So, I mean, I don't know when he said that or what he said, but I know that, you know, we're counting on him to be a huge contributor. So, and he expects that too. I mean, he expects to be out there making plays. When I'm in the huddle with him, he's very excited about being out there and making catches and doing the right thing and being in the right spot. He's definitely done that over the course of training camp. So anyone who's come to see us at training camp knows that he's been a part of what we've been trying to do since the day we got him. So, you know, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for our offense. Like I said, we need to clean some things up. And when we do, I think we can be, you know, very efficient out there. There were some things the other night that I thought we definitely could have done a better job of. And I don't mean to say that in a egotistical way. I mean, that's just the fact. We didn't certainly play a perfect game. I thought we definitely made big plays, which contributed to us getting the ball in the end zone. But we didn't make a lot of the consistency. For example, we had three and outs, and that's stuff that, as an offense, you never want to have three and outs, and we had three of them. So those are things that we're going to need to find ways to improve on. And it's early in the year, and you know, I'm glad when we make mistakes that we can still win the game, and we've got to continue to do those things.
Tom, are you at liberty to tell us what the original play call was before you audibled to Wes Welker? What were you going to do?
Wes had a good matchup on the play, and like I said, when he has good matchups, you know, he gets opportunities, and that was a great play that he made. To run the route, to be aware of the defense, see what the defense was doing, how they were trying to play him. So I said after the game, it's a pretty simple read for me, and you know, I just got to throw the ball with him running straight up the field, and he caught it and stiff armed the defensive back and took it to the house. So it was great play by Wes, great communication up front by the offensive line. So we put a lot of pressure on those guys because things change quickly in our offense, not only with no huddle, but at the line of scrimmage, the play that's called in the huddle isn't necessarily the play that we're going to run when the ball snaps. So everyone is always on high alert, and it's for someone like Tate Solder and for Dan Connolly, who was in there for half the night, and for Brian Waters, who really, you know, we just got him a few weeks ago. They did a hell of a job up front.
There was no huddle on the Patriots' first offensive series, and the next four series, it was no huddle. How does that decision get made, Tom? Who makes that decision? How does that happen that you go from no huddle to no huddle?
Well, Coach Belichick and Billy handle all that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have a pretty good feel for what we're seeing, and it's something that we've worked on, you know, it's a part of everybody's offense. Everybody has different no huddle packages, and so we have 2-minute packages, and in a way, you're just trying to change the tempo of the game. And if you feel like you can go fast and put the pressure on the defense, then that's what you do. If you don't, then you slow it down, and you can be more methodical. I mean, all of it is what our team perceives as what we think will work. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it didn't. I think that's the frustrating part, is we do it really well on a few series, and then on other series we don't do it as well. So we're going to need to improve all aspects of the offense, including our communication, including our execution. There was a lot of penalties and so forth that we're going to need to improve on. You know, and that's why we're heading back in today to practice and see if we can make some of these improvements before San Diego comes in, because this will be a big test for us.
Late in the third quarter, did you notice that corner Sean Smith was cramping up and thus targeted him and went to Hernandez with him sort of limping down the field behind Hernandez?
I see different things from time to time, and sometimes you know, you see a good matchup, or you know, you don't necessarily see everything, but you know, my reads take me to different players on different routes, and I try to throw the ball where they're not. I mean, I think that's the idea of playing quarterback, to scan the field, to see your matchups, to know the routes you have called, to see the defense, to make sure the protection the way you need it, and then ultimately to execute, make the throw. And that's a lot of trust that I have on the part of every player out there, that they're going to be doing what they need to do to get open, to catch the ball, so that we can, you know, we can communicate up front with the offensive line to be in the right protection scheme. And then, you know, like I said, to go out there and execute. And that's, like I said, with Aaron Hernandez and Gronk, you know, those two guys have really worked hard over the course of training camp to understand at a much higher level than what they were doing last year, because last year they were still trying to get a feel for the offense. And now I think after a year under their belt, they have a better understanding of where they need to be and the route technique, so that when they do have a good matchup, they can make the play. And that goes for everybody that was out there the other night. They, you know, they all played their you know what all.
When did you find out you had 500 yards, and what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I didn't realize until late in the fourth quarter. And in the reality, you know, look, that's part of our job, you know. It's some days you don't have the opportunity to throw for that many yards, and some days you throw for 200 yards and it's a great day, and some days you throw for 100 yards, and the reason is you're trying to take what the defense is giving you. And there's other days where we run the ball great, there's other days where we play more of a ball possession game, and there's other nights where you have an opportunity that the matchups you get and the coverages you get and the way that the players are playing around me, really, it's my job to do that. I mean, I got to be able to make throws to open guys. I got to be able to see the field, and that's part of my job. So whether I throw for 200 yards or 20 yards, as long as we're winning, you know, it's, especially at this point, I've been on a team that's won, you know, 18 straight games or 21 straight games over the course of years, and I've won Super Bowls. So yardage and touchdowns, none of that really means anything to me anymore. I mean, really, it's about winning the game and moving on to the next week and trying to make improvements so that, you know, we can that the margin of error next week may be smaller. We may need to play better. So that's what we got to be prepared to do.
So you've been on great teams, Super Bowl champion teams, 18-0 teams. I know it's week one or week two now, but do you look around and say that you have, just talking about you and the offense, you have the weapons, you have the guys around you that you need to have a big year, say. Let's just say a big year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we have expectations for a big year, but at the same time with those expectations, what we've learned is that it's a very short-term focused team, and I think we have veterans on the team that when Coach Belichick comes in and says, listen, we got to have a good day of practice. And I know that, look, it's, you know, everybody says, well, one day and all that, but with the New England Patriots, that's the way it is. You know, we're focused on San Diego. If anyone doesn't have San Diego on their mind today, you know, you're not going to be sitting in that meeting room. And Coach Belichick's going to make sure that we're ignoring all the BS that's out there. And 1 week, like I said, we're great. A few weeks ago in Detroit, we sucked. We couldn't win 8 games this year. So, you know, I think the important part is for us to come to work today and understand what we need to do to beat San Diego. If we don't do that, then we'll get beat by San Diego, and then all of our goals are going to go right out the door. So each week is a different week. Each team presents different problems. Miami presented a set of problems that we did enough things in that game to overcome, and we won the game. And San Diego is going to present a whole different slew of problems. And we're going to, over the course of the next 5 days, we're going to figure out what we think we need to win the game, and that's what we're going to try to go out and do on Sunday.
You're listening to Coffee with the Quarterback, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tom, there were a couple of throws you had Monday night where you seemed to have almost unlimited time. One in particular comes to mind was in the second quarter, Welker on the goal line. I believe you had more than 6 seconds. Now, here's my obligatory stupid question of the interview. Does it ever start to feel unnatural? Is there such thing as too much time where it's gone on so long where you almost get out of a comfort zone that it feels unnatural that no one's getting near you?
Yeah, well, for me, I love when plays work as you draw them up, because I don't necessarily, when the play breaks down and you can scramble or move around in the pocket. You know, the timing's off. Things happen pretty fast for me. When you're the slowest guy in the field and every single person is tracking you down on defense, you realize you got to get the ball out of your hands. So when I'm holding it for a long time, you know, I realize at some point someone's getting close to me, and I know the other night, you know, I'm just looking and looking and looking for a guy to throw it to, and eventually I lost one up there to West, hoping to, you know, that we can make a great play. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, I love it when the ball comes out quick and we can get the ball out to the guys who can actually do something with it, because the reality is I can't do anything with it. I'm going to throw it. So I need other guys around me. There's a lot of quarterbacks that can make plays on their own, scrambling around, buying time, you know, making throws on the run. I mean, that's not the strength of my game. It never has been. For me to stand back there and find open guys, that's what I think I need to do to help our team win.
I guess this qualifies as a technical question. Over the weekend, I believe it was ESPN ran this piece about Joe Flacco working on his footwork and the quarterback coach making some adjustments with where he pointed his front toe to have him be more accurate to sideline throws. And I'm wondering, watching you throw the ball and watching the play action, which has seemed to have gotten even better, are those kind of techniques things you have time to practice or feel a need to practice getting ready for a game, or is that already installed and now second nature to you? Do you work on footwork and ball handling skills?
I work every day. Every day I work on it. Whenever technique to me is what separates quarterbacks. Guys that have good technique, I always feel will withstand the test of a season, will withstand the test of great teams with great coverage, because technique allows you to throw the ball accurately, whether that's footwork, ball handling, and throwing mechanics. And I always feel that, and some guys, get away with it from time to time with bad throwing mechanics, bad footwork. But in the end, I'm not a believer that really lasts over time and under pressure. And if you can't throw technically sound, then to me, everything is luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a golfer with a bad swing. I mean, at some point, it's not going to work. I mean, the guys who
play
the best have the best technique. And when you have the best technique, even if you make a little mistake, it'll still look pretty good because you're so on plane. And you're on plane throwing the ball. You're on the plane hitting the golf ball. You're on the plane swinging a baseball bat. All those things are technique-driven. So, as a quarterback, to me, you're always trying to focus on your technique, your throwing mechanics, so that you can throw the ball accurate.
There was a lot of talk the last few days about the window closing on you and this team, how many more chances you get. I guess because, Peyton Manning's out maybe for the year, a guy like Donovan McNabb, who's 34 years old, is really struggling. I know you're focused on San Diego, Tom, but do you ever wonder how many more chances you will get and how much longer you can do this?
Well, I've always said, I want to play a long time. I think that's been a goal of mine for a long time, and I think I'm really committed to that. So part of the enjoyment, I just love this game. I love football, and I don't really imagine myself ever doing anything else. And I really do appreciate it. I understand the sacrifices I make and that we all make for doing something that we love to do, and I think I'm very blessed to play a game that I love to do. And it's the competitive nature of the quarterback position and the challenges that you have mentally and physically each week. Those are things that you'll always miss, and I really missed those when I was out a few years ago, and I realized how much, not that I wanted to realize it that way, but when you miss a year, you realize how important part it is, an important part of your life it is. So, everything that I do is to make sure that I'm out there playing every week. And, a lot of the nutrition and sleep and body work that I get and preparation that it takes to be out there every week, that's another part that I really enjoy. I've always enjoyed that. So hopefully that takes me a long way. Sometimes it's out of your control, but there's nothing more that I love to do than running out at Gillette Stadium Field, like I will be doing this Sunday, to lead our team. That's really what I love to do.
Tom, I know you're going to say Conley will do just fine replacing Copen, but is there a difference? Will there be an adjustment to be made from one center to another?
Yeah, there's always adjustments. And, you know, Copen and I, we've been together for a long time, and he knows me very well. I mean, I think there's a great relationship between quarterback and a center. And the nice part is Dan's been here for a while, and he's been a reserve center for a long time. It's not his natural position, but at the same time, the way he stepped in and performed the other night was huge for us. And it'll be to have a week of practice with him. You know, it's always more challenging when a guy's just sprung into the game, especially at the center position. But, you know, he performed great, and you know, we're going to have a week of practice to get on the same page, and he's going to be in there as long as he needs to be. So he's been a veteran for us, been a damn good player, and we'll adjust. We'll adjust, and we'll move on.
Have you seen the San Diego film yet? And I think they're probably a lot more aggressive defensively than people think. I believe they were second in the league last year with 47 sacks. Have you had a chance to look at what they have to offer on Sunday?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. I got started on them a while ago. So even though it's a short week, I feel like I got a pretty good handle on these guys. We'll install the game plan today. It's a very aggressive team, a very aggressive defense, and I think that's something that they're doing a bit more this year, is pressure on the quarterback and playing a more aggressive style. They have some very aggressive players in the secondary and at linebacker. They have a lot of strength. Like I said, we played them last year in San Diego, and offensively it was our least productive day of the season. And I'm sure they're feeling like they have a lot of confidence coming in here. They've always played us well. It's always been tight. Had a lot of good games against them over the years, so It's gonna be a great game. I mean, for our home opener, you know, I'm looking forward to it. We've always had some great battles. I think this one will be another one.
Hey, be honest. Before kickoff Monday, were you worried about the Nate Solder Cameron Wake matchup?
You know, I'm never. People always, you know, they always ask about the offensive line and my concern with those guys. I've never had a concern in all the years I've been here about protection, about whether they'll do their job. I mean, those guys, they're one of the best coaches in the National Football League, coaching them every day. So I never have any worries about what we're doing up front. Those guys work their butt off. They practice harder than anybody on the team. I think Coach Dante Skarnecki, our O-line coach, he demands a lot out of those guys. In order to play that position, you got to be selfless. You got to be tough. You got to be smart. You got to be disciplined. And all those guys in there the other night are just that. So I love the group up there that protect me. They've been doing it for a long time, and I've never gone into a game worrying about protection.
My final question, Tom, is the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cars and special offer side by side at autotrader.com. It would seem that after the game, there were two separate Jason Taylors. The one that had a nice conversation with you, didn't hear what was said, and then the one that was interviewed after the game in the locker room, where he said, "Yeah, Brady hung 500 yards on us. Who gives a damn? There's next week. If you want to write a story about Tom throwing for 500 yards, feel free. Congrats, he did a great job. We lost the game. We play again Sunday." Seemed nicer to you on the field than he did to the reporters in the locker room.
he's my buddy, so I never worry about Jason. He's an emotional guy, and he and I have had some great conversations over the year. I've always enjoyed playing against him. I don't think he ever has meant anything offensive to me or our team. He's always been very respectful, you know, as a player to us. So, I'm sure he's just trying to move on from the game. You know, you lose, you move on. You win, you move on. I think that there's no time to enjoy wins in the NFL, and there's no time to sit and think about the losses and lose confidence from one game. You got to move on. You got to move forward, because you're on a time clock. As soon as that game ends, you're on to the next week. And that's what happened for us. We didn't sit there and talk about the win. No, we moved on. And we're moving on today, and we're moving on to a damn good team so we can be as prepared as we can be when they come in on Sunday.
Well, was Benny Sapp your buddy too? Because he's out of a job thanks to you.
Well, not Well, you know, that's, you know, Benny, we have a lot of respect for Benny going into the game, and I think Wes, you know, look, he's got a tough matchup in Wes, and Wes is a damn good player. Wes has been a Pro Bowler multiple times and more catches over the last first few years than anybody else. Wes presents a lot of problems for a lot of defensive backs, and he's a damn good player, and he puts a lot of pressure on the person he matches up on him inside. So I thought Benny was a damn good player. So that's Miami's decision.
Hey, one last question, Tom. The NFL Network thing about Belichick, I know we talked to you a little about it last week, is coming out tomorrow or airing tomorrow, and everyone around here, you know, can't wait to see it. It looks like great inside stuff, including meetings with you and the coach. Did you know every time? I mean, were you aware? Were you thinking this is on camera, or was it kind of one of those hidden camera deals?
There was a few times that we knew. I didn't realize it was as extensive as it was, and I don't think Coach Belichick wanted to let anybody know it could be a distraction with cameras around and so forth. But I remember the one meeting where they were in the room, and you know, it's pretty cool. I'm glad everybody gets to have a little bit of insight into him because he doesn't let on very much. And you know, I said the other day, last time we talked about this, but you know, he just never wants to give the other team, you know, any inside information, any insight into what we're doing. But I think this will be pretty cool for a lot of fans. He's coached for a long time. He's coached a lot of games, and you know, he's a great coach, and I'm sure everyone will really get see why. There's more detail probably in this than most people have ever seen. So. It'll be fun for the players to watch and to recall some of the things that he talked about over the course of that season.
Tom, good luck Sunday in the home opener versus San Diego. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Take care.